Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalber, and joining us today we have...
She. Yeah, I'm going with that. I have many different names. You can call me Shatana Powell. You can call me Candy. That's my nickname. You can call me... My daughter calls me Mom. But I'm going to go with she today. I'm really trying to make that nickname be my name for right now. Especially, you know, I'm going into more creative spaces.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you that I'm getting ready to go to the School of the Art Institute in Chicago.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm excited. It's like the top two or three art schools in the United States and in the world. It's like in the top 10. So it's like... I've been looking at my LinkedIn. People from Harvard have been looking at me. When I went to college, I literally went to the college that I was most familiar with down the road, which was University of Houston. So, like, I know everyone that, like, when they're looking for colleges, maybe they went and they applied to all the dream schools. I was just like, nope, I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of did the same thing.
So to have this kind of prestige and attention is just very novel, you know?
Oh, man.
But I got to meet some of the people in my cohort this past weekend. They call it interview weekend. And the other one, first of all, it's a cohort of 14 in the program total.
Ooh, not bad. Okay.
Yeah. That's nice. The new people coming in, they said they only accepted two new students into their cohort. So the other woman who's coming in, her name is Eel, and that's her name. So, you know, and
you need a cool name.
I need a cool name too, because I was meeting other people. There's this one girl, her name is Rad. I was like, okay, you know.
That's a cool name. Eel and Rad, you have to be friends with these people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we already are.
Yeah, right? Here comes she. What is your experience with sound?
Okay. A few things. I've actually had to think about this because there's a sound department that I'm going to be working in at the school. I like to do oral histories, so talking to people about their history. And there's a lot of conversation just kind of in art or in history about the way that Black people talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one famous study that they did about like the dialect of African Americans. And so they were talking to children. They had a picture of Cookie Monster and Elmo. Elmo was eating a cookie, and Cookie Monster was not eating a cookie. And they said, who be eating cookies? And they pointed to Cookie Monster, because historically, mm-hmm. he usually eats cookies. And they said, who is eating cookies? And they pointed to Elmo, because he currently, in the picture, was eating cookies.
Eating a cookie.
And then I was just like, how wonderful that. Like, when you talk to Black people, they're like, who be eating cookies? You know? And they're just thinking, like, in the past.
Yeah, the whole history of it.
So.
Man, I love just, like, hearing about stuff like that. It's, like, stuff you wouldn't think about, you know?
Yeah.
What is your experience with music?
I was in a fake band.
A fake band?
Yes. We made cardboard instruments. I made a cardboard piano. My friends made a cardboard axe guitar. And we would just play music that we liked and pretend that we were the band playing the music. And this was in high school. And we would make a music video.
Are those on YouTube?
They were on MySpace.
They should be on YouTube. Y'all need a reunion tour.
I mean, it was back... The band has disbanded since, I mean, early 2000s. We were definitely mm-hmm. doing this around 2003, 2004. And then we disbanded around 2007.
Sure.
It was hard getting the band back together.
Cardboard doesn't last forever.
It doesn't, actually. I think our instruments got wet a lot because we would be out in the rain. You know, cardboard isn't meant to last, much like the band.
it's such a creative idea. Would y'all like mouth sounds, or like what would you play with music in the background, or?
So the whole point of the band was to make music videos. So it was mostly a video project.
And then y'all would play music on the video?
Yeah, and okay. So, you know, like in music videos, they're not especially singing. like there's the traditional music video where you're walking, and so like, or there's the music video where you just go to different locales. There's maybe like three different locations, and the camera kind of like swirls around while the music. That's basically the idea.
That's cool though. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm actually jealous. Like, I remember being in high school, and there's this group of kids that I was like kind of friends with, mm-hmm. and they were always making like movies. Like they were making these funny movies. They put them on MySpace, and I was always just like, I want to be a part of this, but I never got in.
I mean, honestly, I think it was just something that we really wanted to do. It was in the band. It was me, my cousin Charity, my best friend Ania, and her brother Jonte. And the first song we did was "Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster." And honestly, that song doesn't really have an axe guitar or any of that. It didn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know? That's classic. I love that. So what does sound mean to you?
In general, I think about sound in the same way I think about space and, like in science fiction, if you go into space, like you can't scream, like sound doesn't travel.
Yeah, it's a vacuum.
They always say that, especially in like those scary science fiction movies about like aliens, they always like emphasize the fact that like you can't scream.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
No one can hear you.
The classic alien quote.
Yeah, that's like a tagline. And so I think about sound in terms of, like, what does it mean to, like, really connect to the world and the environment as we exist here on Earth? Also, I was thinking about just now that movie Don't Look Up and how...
Great satire.
Oh, my God. I love the movie. Yeah. I'm going to watch it again. I rarely watch movies twice, right? I'm going to watch this movie again because I just want to, like, re-immerse myself in it. But... basically, at the end of that movie, there was a quote where they're just like, we really just had everything, didn't we? And I think about sound in that way. Like, everything has a sound. Everyone has a voice. And, like, when you live in the environment and immerse yourself in it, like, you realize that, like, you have everything that you need here, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I would also argue, well, two things. One, I would argue that even though you're in space and you're in this vacuum, whatever is there, whatever physical thing, or even metaphysical, I would say still is making these vibrations or existence and still would make sound if it were not in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So it is still there, you know. But also, and we'll get into this, the third podcast, I think the understanding that you're relating to is what I call funk and is the essential, just like anything and everything. And is what kind of the what some would call the force, you know, or like the source, you know. But we'll get into that more later. What does music mean to you?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe this is cool. I feel like I always give these answers that aren't typical. But whenever I think about music, I actually think about musicology and history. Mm-hmm. Because Black people have not always been able to tell their truths. So the way that we have done it in the past is through music. Mm-hmm. And so I remember one time I was doing a documentary and we were talking about communication. And you know, in schools these days, they're always talking about literacy. You have to be able to read. And I said during that documentary, I want someone to know that the language I speak has nothing to do with the English that is coming out of my mouth. Like, I literally speak in art.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, exactly. I agree.
It's about deep symbolism and connecting symbols across experiences and across time. And so whenever I listen to Black music, I'm thinking, number one, there's nothing new under the sun. And anything that I've ever experienced as a Black person, there is a song. Someone has already written about it. And you can literally travel through our whole experiences as a people just through the music.
Yeah.
So I think about music as anyone would think about a book. You know, like, I'm looking, I'm reading that book, trying to figure out, like, what is life like kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. How does it relate to you, the relata and the causalities and everything? And again, that is what I call funk. And so, like, I even write about that in my treatise on what funk is and stuff, my theory of funk. Of just like essentially every song, every book, everything ever written is kind of about you. Not specifically, but you as in like the experience of everything gathered around as funk. You know, we're all just atoms and particles and...
We're all intimately related to each other.
Exactly.
And then Toni Morrison, she had this quote that the dream is always about the dreamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you hear right now?
The air conditioning. Mm-hmm. We're in my office. And the thing that I like about this office is that you do get a lot of silence to like do stuff. But also there's these huge pipes, and whenever someone flushes the toilet, there's a men's room like directly across from us. You can hear the water.
Just going across.
Going across. Yeah. I always thinking about like these pipes because they're actually pretty freaking huge. And then also, so you can hear that air. Mm-hmm. When I was in school, I went to a church school. And in the chapel, because the chapel was connected to the school, nobody was in the chapel usually like during the day, but we had to go to chapel early in the morning. But when you were in the chapel, there's this huge, heavy air sound that like silenced anything. Like you could literally have like these tiny whispering conversations because the air was just like, you know? Jeez. And that's also what that like reminds me of. Yeah.
Make a sound. Make sounds. Make a sound that you believe only you could produce.
I don't know.
Make a cool sound.
Keesh.
Make a not cool sound. Speak gibberish. Sing a note. A high pitched note. And a low pitch.
Oh.
Sing what you think is a B flat.
I don't know what a B flat sounds like.
It's just because, yeah, that's what everyone is. It's like, what's a B flat? And everyone's like, oh, I don't know.
I need a piano.
Yeah. Sing a number of notes.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Improvise a lyricless song.
A song without lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
That's just sounds.
Yeah. Name something that makes a sound.
Babies?
Make that sound. What is a sound that you enjoy?
I actually really like silence.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because I have a lot I'm thinking about and going through. And I also didn't know that not everyone gets a chance to have silence.
Oh, yeah.
It was something that was brought up to me when I was teaching that, like, children actually live in very loud environments and very often don't have opportunities to just sit in silence. Like, if they have brothers and sisters or mm-hmm. grandma, the TV's on, the iPad's on, people are arguing, people are yelling. Yeah. Kids don't always have their own room, so they're sharing rooms. Yeah. Silence is golden.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the sound that bothers you?
Nails on a chalkboard. Whenever I accidentally scrape my teeth against itself, oh my God. Also, like when someone is eating very loudly and I have no food, and it's like it's like they're throwing it in my face.
So I could be doing that.
You know?
That's funny. Drum on something. Can you beatbox? Imitate flatulence. Make a sound with your body without using your mouth.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I was thinking about blowing my nose, but I don't actually have anything to blow my nose into.
Oh, no. What else?
A sound with my body without using my mouth.
Get creative.
I don't know. Now I actually have to find a tissue. I think I have something around. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Oh no. Oh, I have tissue paper.
That works.
Blowing my nose.
Where were we? Make an animal call.
Oh, call, call, call. I don't know what animal that would be. It's like a bird type.
Yeah, some sort of bird. Manipulate your voice.
Hello? Are you there? I don't know. Hi, my name is Shatana. How are you doing?
Imitate someone without revealing who it is, either someone you know or a celebrity.
I have like an archetype. Like, oh my God, did you hear about Becky? She was outside yesterday with no pants, absolutely no pants on. I was mortified for her. Oh my God. And do you know what else she did? She actually, and I mean like actually, went outside and just sat down. She didn't give a fuck. She didn't fucking care. Can you believe this bitch, Becky?
Sitting down with no pants on outside.
Yeah, I know.
Being one with nature.
Feigned outrage.
Name an instrument.
Sitar?
Become that instrument.
I feel like a sitar is super, like I just remember it from Moulin Rouge. It was like a guitar with mini strings and it had a very harp-like sound. So yeah, it's like that's my sitar.
All right, now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute, starting now.
Thank you.
What did you hear and or experience?
I heard the siren outside, very faint, but there. I looked at this 12 ways to ignite your life daily that is on the desk that we're sitting at, and I kind of read through that quickly. I just enjoyed the silence.
Mm-hmm. I noticed the room settling. There's a cracking behind me. Me drinking water. My chair clicked. I heard you go, Can you name an onomatopoeia? Or a...
Boom, pow, wish, whap, thack, whop.
Dang, a lot of them. Good. That's going to help me out a lot. Clap. Snap. Whistle.
I have a very weak whistle. That's my whistle.
Some people can't at all. That's better than nothing. Stomp. Give us a drum solo. Rock on. Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
I don't know. I need more specificity. Like my childhood kind of thing, or just like in general? Like,
kind of just in general. I mean, kind of like you were talking about the whoosh in the chapel.
Okay.
So stuff like that.
Okay, this might be something. I remember, okay, so when I was in high school, I was in dance, and they sent us to a dance camp. I was in dance also against my will. My mom said it would look good on college applications. Not that I didn't like to dance. I was notorious for having no rhythm, so I always danced in my own ways. Me and my friends, we made up a lot of dances that were just, like, based on yard care materials, like the lawnmower, like... you know, the water, the
sprinkler.
Yeah, we just did stuff like that.
The trowel.
The trowel. You know. I was also going out to clubs when I was in high school, so I know I shouldn't have been, but I always felt very awkward because everyone would be dancing, and I'm just like, what am I gonna do? The sprinkler was very popular.
Oh, that's been a classic for a long time.
Yeah. So yeah, we would do that. So sounds from my past. On that line, I lost my train of thought. I was just like thinking about our dances now. High school. Oh, so at this dance camp, there was this woman that was irritably cheery every morning. Irritably. Like, we had to be up at 5 a.m. to dance. To dance.
Ugh.
And she'd be like, all right, okay, we're on our way. And I'd just be like, what?
It's 5 a.m., baby. Like,
and I was like 15 with other 15-year-olds, and we were all visibly angry at her cheeriness. Being an adult now, I feel for that woman.
Yeah.
Because she was obviously in her 20s, and she was just like, I'm just trying to bring joy to these kids.
Right.
But they're real assholes.
It was the only thing keeping her alive, was just that fake joy. Like, fake it till you make it.
Oh, my God.
Where is she now?
She's probably, like, living her life in a good way. Like, she's forgotten about us. She's, like, a distant memory. She was a very beautiful woman also. Redhead, very thin.
Dancers,
man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hum the first song that you can think of.
I made a song up, and that's the song I'm thinking of.
Ooh, yeah. Go ahead.
Want to hear the lyrics to that?
Just humming.
Okay.
What would you call that?
Because we're going outside.
Because we're going outside?
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
I Don't Want No Scrubs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was probably 8, and I remember me and my cousins were jumping on the bed, and we were reenacting that song, and that was the first song I had to learn the lyrics to.
Because we were reenacting it.
Yeah. and that was funny. And there was some moments during that time where we were like deeply concerned with what a scrub was and how you could identify who the scrubs are.
You know? 'Cause you don't want no scrubs.
You don't want no scrubs. You know?
Oh, that's hilarious. What is a sound that you think of a lot?
When my child wakes up, like, she's very sneaky, okay? She doesn't want to sleep. So I think about how she sounds when she wakes up and what she does when she wakes up. So yeah, the sounds of my child. Yeah.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
I don't know. This, I mean, like I said, I've been kind of staying inside a lot with my baby, so I think I hear her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She just learned how to say sentences. So, like, the first sentence she said, go, because we were at the park. And I was like, yeah. And then she said, me, go. I was like, yeah, we're going. And she said, let me go. I was like, oh.
Wow. Ready to get going.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need help with rent.
She kind of like hurt my feelings. I was like, we're here to be at the park together. She was like, no. Like, I need
just
to
let
go.
Me go.
Just let me go. Yeah.
Hey, she wants to be free. Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Yeah, actually the one I just was singing to you. So when the baby was little, she liked to go outside and she actually would be very, very angry. So I had a song to let her know that we were going outside, and it was, 'cause we're going outside, are you excited? Are you excited? Are you excited? 'Cause we're going outside. Are you excited? Are you excited? Are you excited? And I would just sing that until we were ready to go outside.
I like that. I love just like making up songs like that, like on the fly. What is an album that you really enjoy?
Ooh, okay. So I remember when I was very little, I enjoyed the album To Waiting to Exhale, but that was partially my mom's fault. She played it a lot. And then I really enjoyed, as a teenager, the first Gorillaz album, Demon Days. Mm-hmm. And I remember I met my first boyfriend over that. We like really bonded over that. But it was really like, that was the makeup of our relationship, Demon Days, Gorillaz. Wow. And we realized it wasn't going to work. Yeah.
Oh, those old classic days. To be young.
Yeah. And then recently I was watching the new documentary on Netflix about Kanye West. And I just was reminded how much I really liked his first album. The one where he was College Dropout or something like that.
Graduation?
Yeah, Graduation. Yeah. I remember how much I loved that album and like being taken through that story again. It was just like really beautiful. So, yeah.
He's going through a lot right now.
He is.
What was the first album you owned or bought?
Okay. Demon Days. Mm-hmm. That was the one I was like, I gotta buy this one. I can't download it. I can't, you know, borrow it. I can't burn it. Like, gotta just download
it.
Yeah, I just need to go buy it.
It was good, too. I remember being sixth grade when that came out.
Man.
Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
I mean, I just made one.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say? sound.
Yeah, it's the same sound. I mean, you could always follow me on Instagram at Artivism Community Art. My name is Shatana. And yeah, shout out to my mom. You know, shout outs. Got a shout out there to my baby girl, Evelyn. Evelyn Elaine, love you very much. Shout out to the partners who support me. Shout out to my audience. Shout out to Sean's audience. Hey, just shout out to the universe also because, you know, God's always watching.
Mm-hmm. What sound related question would you ask the next guest?
What was the first sound you heard when you woke up? I want to know. Or what is the sounds that you hear when you go to bed? Honestly, I literally just pass out. You know how like in, what is that video game? That video game where you get to be a person and steal cars?
Grand Theft Auto.
There we go. In Grand Theft Auto, you know how like if you don't find somewhere to go to sleep, your person just like passes out? Have you ever experienced that in that game?
You mean The Sims?
Maybe it's The Sims. I felt like it was a game like that where it's like
I don't think you need to sleep in Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, because in Grand Theft Auto you just steal and you never need energy.
Okay. No repercussions.
So maybe it's The Sims, but like that's my life. It's like I'll just be doing something and I'm just like done, sleep.
Oh wow.
I actually have to remind myself now, like actually make a process of like doing what I need to do to go to bed, because I just like literally pass out. But I don't know. I'm trying to live a more balanced life.
It's kind of a skill though. Like, for myself, it takes me a little bit to get to sleep, and then staying asleep is super hard for me. Our last guest, Bryce Perkins, asks you, Bryce Levi Perkins, asks you, what is the voice you think you've heard the most?
I mean, I feel like that's almost a philosophical question because you always hear your own voice mm-hmm. the most in your head. But then second is probably voice of my mom, the voice of my parent. And so that one, because I always oftentimes imagine she's told me to do something, but I'm like half asleep. And then I realized she didn't actually say anything to me. That was just like my subconscious and my mother's voice.
Isn't that crazy? And that leads into his other question was, when you think of a voice, who do you first think of?
Yeah, hers. But I also realized that I'd always go to sleep. I have reoccurring dreams. One reoccurring dream is that I'm stuck in a zombie apocalypse. And zombie apocalypse aren't really bad because the point of the story is about life, right? You want to live. So I guess I have waking dreams about life and I don't know.
No, I can relate. I have them too occasionally.
And so I always hear the voice of the father of my child. Like I'm always dreaming. He's like the person who's just like the reasonable one. He's just like, you know, you need to do this or this or that, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the
shout out to him. All right. You already said some, but do you have any plugs before we go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you should definitely listen to my podcast, Afrofuturism in the AM. It is a podcast about Afrofuturism and design. If you've ever wondered how you can use art to design the world that you want to see, and not in a very literal way, of course, we can do it in a very literal way, but like there are ideas behind the art. And how do you use these ideas in a creative way to redesign an unequal world? That's the main focus for the podcast. I'm available on all streaming platforms. You can find me on Spotify or any platform that you like. So that's my plug.
All right. And where can the people follow you, support you?
Always, you can support me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me underneath the name Artivism Community Art. If you are wanting to visit my website, you can go to artivismcommunityart.com. And if you see me in public, just say, hey, you know, my name is Shatana. You can also call me she.
Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
I definitely have a PayPal, Artivism Community Art. Everything's underneath that name. Venmo and Cash App, I have a distrust for them. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't, but I just do.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, Shi, thanks for being. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for calling me Shi.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone, thank you for listening.
I hope you have a good day.
Love you.
Adios. Shi. Shitana Pal. Do re mi fa sol la ti do. Hello? Are you there? Hi, my name is Shitana. How are you doing? Pow, wish, whap, thack, thwap. All right, okay, we're on our way. Hello? Are you there? All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Keesh. Okay. Keesh. We're on Keesh. Our way. Keesh. All right. Okay. Okay, we're on our way. All right. 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 Okay. We're on our way. All right. Okay. We're on our way. All right. Okay, 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 we're on our way. Boom, pow, wish, whap, back, wop. 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 Boom, pow, wish, whap. Boom, pow, wish, whap, back, whap.
Hi, my name is Shatana. How are you doing? Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.